This is AP Minute World. I'm Ed Donahue. American journalist Jill Carroll's captors are threatening to kill her on February 26th if the U.S. military doesn't release all Iraqi women from prison. Carroll, a freelance reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, was kidnapped in Baghdad January 7th. Former FEMA chief Michael Brown blames the Department of Homeland Security for the government's slow response to Hurricane Katrina. Brown says officials were warned the New Orleans levees were breached on the day that Hurricane Katrina roared ashore. In a surprise move, Louis Libby admits he leaked the name of a CIA operative, but he says he was following orders by his superiors. The former top aide to Vice President Dick Cheney also told a federal grand jury the classified material was used by the Bush administration to justify invading Iraq. This California woman, who's 3 feet tall and weighed 37 pounds before she got pregnant, has given birth to her first child, a healthy boy. The new mom suffers from a rare disorder that makes her bones soft and brittle.